spirit, but never before have I been able to impart to inanimate things a similar power. Now, however, you see me for the first time precisely as my Martian fellows see me. You see the very short sword that has tasted the blood of many a savage foeman, the harness with the devices of helium and the insignia of my rank, the pistol that was presented to me by Tars Tarkas, Jeddak of Thark. Aside from seeing you, which is my principal reason for being here, and satisfying myself that I can transport inanimate things from Mars to Earth, and therefore animate things if I so desire, I have no purpose. Earth is not for me. My every interest is upon Barsoom. My wife, my children, my work, all are there. I will spend a quiet evening with you and then back to the world I love, even better than I love life. As he spoke, he dropped into the chair upon the opposite side of the chess table. "You spoke of children," I said. "Have you more than Carthoris?" "A daughter," he replied, "only a little younger than Carthoris, and, barring one, the fairest thing that ever breathed the thin air of dying Mars.